remember me? It's been a while, hasn't it? It's been over 2 months, coming up to 3 months. And throughout this time, of course, Travis and Lance stepped up. I really appreciate what they've done. They've done about 40 to 50 shows on their own. I didn't ask them. They just kind of jumped into it, seeing the need. And that's kind of the way I got started doing guest hosting. But I really want to thank all of you who have supported the show with your prayers as well, especially with your prayers. That's made all the difference in the world. I want to give you an idea of what happened and kind of where I am now. You can hear my speech. It's a bit slurred still. I'm not quite as bad as I was. I started out as Sylvester Stallone and Sylvester the Cat, kind of mixed together with a drawl as well as a slurping. I've been working on that, and actually my brain has healed a little bit. They call it brain plasticity. As when you have a brain injury, your brain starts to retrain itself. Of course, it's easier the younger you are. And that's a bit of an issue for me, but it gradually starts to adapt that function. And so I'm gradually getting back some motor skills and other things, but I'm very tired all the time. And according to the family, I've not been impaired in terms of perception or understanding. It's just being able to speak that's been a big issue. That's been a function of the operation that I had. So just briefly, let me tell you what happened, because as I said, I've gotten so many cards, so many letters, so many comments that are kind and concerned, and I really felt like I need to tell people what the situation was, because it isn't just a show. We have a community here of people who talk to each other on a regular basis, and many people were wondering what my current condition was and what actually happened. Well, it began on a Thursday, and it was just before noon. We had a interview that we had to pre-record. And as I was working, notice my left hand stopped working, which was really strange. And then I fell out of my chair. And as I thought about it, I thought, did I fall asleep? Because I was very tired prior to that. I hadn't had much sleep that night before. And I think what it was at the time was a TIA, a transient ischemic attack, which is just like a mini stroke, but it doesn't do any permanent damage. And I got over it right away. But then the next night, the next day as I was resting, I had a real stroke. I don't think it was a TIA. I mean, I did recover from it fairly quickly. They took me to the hospital. When the guy interviewed me, he said, well, we do have some dangerous medicine that we could give you, but you seem to have recovered your function, so we're going to let it go at that. And I had use of my left hand again as well. Both times it affected my left side. So they didn't do anything, but they said they did an MRI and some other things like that. They said they thought it was going to come back because I had my carotid artery was corroded. So they wanted to do an operation. And it wasn't this hospital that was going to do it. I would have been kind of concerned about that. I don't like to, my skepticism of the current medical community and the corporate medicine that is there. But it wasn't going to be their profit doing it, and they were very concerned. The doctor was trying to get me in several different hospitals that had the capability to do it. So we went ahead and we had the operation. And unfortunately, the operation created all the problems. It's kind of like when you take pharmaceutical drugs, you take them for condition A, and it gives you a whole string of adverse effects. And one of those is going to be condition A. It exacerbates it. Well, the operation itself caused me to have a third stroke. And in the process of the operation, they damaged my vocal cords as well as the nerve that controls my tongue, which is what you can hear right now. And it is a nerve under the tongue. And so this is now 2 months of recovering from it. I didn't think I'd ever be able to talk at all. I mean, as bad as I sound now, you should have heard me then. And so just really to appreciate your prayers, because it is God who heals, not corporate medicine. And there has been a tremendous change. I will be able to do the show. It may be a bit trying for people to listen to me, but I will be doing the show with Travis, and he will be, if I start speaking in tongues, he will translate for me. So we'll see how that all goes. It has been a real interesting time, hasn't it? We're now in the middle of the mother of all MAGA storms, and people are looking at Trump, and some of them are actually saying the stuff that I've been saying for 5 years. I mean, who knew that this guy was a pal of Jeffrey Epstein? I think we all knew that. Now they're pretending that they never knew. And they pretend that they believe that he's going to obey the Constitution, the rule of law, and that he was going to do the things that he said to do. I told you he wasn't going to do that from the very beginning. But now we have this back and forth. So it's an interesting time that we live in. It's something of a curse, right? The Chinese curse. It's been a difficult time, and I got to say, it has affected me. You know, when you get hit the right frontal lobe, it affects your left side, but it also affects you emotionally, and it's been a difficult thing for me to control my emotions, and so that's been another adverse effect of it. So having Travis here in the driver's seat while I'm riding shotgun will be a good thing. He'll be able to cut me off if I start bawling uncontrollably over silly things. We watched, we were in the hospital. I think we watched Pride and Prejudice like 5 or 6 times. And no, I have not had a gender change. And it wasn't really over the sentimentality of it that we watched it so many times. Just, I love the cinematography of it. And not the sentimentality, and I love the music score on it, and it took me out of that horrific place I was in, intensive care unit, and I knew Karen liked it. We had watched a couple of other movies, nothing else to do in the hospital, and they were absolutely atrocious. So, well, let's just watch Pride and Prejudice again, the newest one, I guess, which I can't remember the director's name. But it had Keira Knightley in it, and it was nice to get out of the 21st century for a change. So we just kind of dwelt in that. It was, you know, when we look at this, and we wonder why things like this happen, of course, when anything like that happens. God has his purposes, and I can see it in Travis and Lance stepping up. I'm really proud of what they've done. And I want to thank you so much for supporting the show. I'll be coming back soon and doing more live broadcasts. And as I get stronger, I'm working on physical therapy. And I had something about a therapist. I said, make sure people tell people it sounds like you're in psychiatric care, which I would never be in psychiatric care. But I have a physical therapist. I have a speech therapist that's working with me, has me doing tongue twisters. Just basic reading is a tongue twister for me at this point in time. But thank you so much for your support of the show. It's a great community. So much love was shown to us and to each other.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.